This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household, his companions. We ask Allah to bless them, to bless every one of us, to bless the couple that have come together in nikah today, and the families that have just united in this beautiful bond of nikah. May Allah make this a union through which Allah's deen will be served, and inshallah we will all benefit in one good way or another. Ameen. My brothers and sisters, you know, we always get happy and excited when we hear about weddings. And we're always happy to see our children get married to good spouses. It is not easy for the father of the bride to select for his daughter the person whom he feels will not oppress his child, the person whom he feels will take care of his daughter, the person whom he feels will actually honor his child in the way he honored her when she was young. The decision is not an easy one. It is actually a very, very challenging decision, because parents generally want goodness for their children. But unfortunately, what happens is, it is not easy to judge an individual just by a few meetings. So before, we used to rely heavily on the family, and we would say, that's a good family, so I'm sure the guy is a good guy. Or, that's a good family, so I'm sure the girl is a good girl. You and I know that today, that is not always the case. Nowadays, you can sometimes have a very good family, but the boy is not a good boy. Or you can have a family that does not have a good reputation, but the boy is a very good boy. It can happen that sometimes, even with the girl, you have a family that does not have a good reputation, but the girl could be a wonderful person. Perhaps she doesn't agree with some of what her own family does. And sometimes you can have a family that has a very good reputation, but the girl herself may not have that type of a reputation. The reason I mention this is to show you how difficult it has become to take this step. I know of many parents who just say no, 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 no to anyone who comes, simply because they are frightened to let go of their daughters. They are worried, if I let my daughter go, will this boy actually look after her? So in order to put our brother into a quick corner, I want to ask him, will you look after our daughter or not? MashaAllah, you heard that, right? You all heard it. We are the witness. He will look after her, inshallah. He will look after her even better than how you have looked after her, inshallah. May Allah make it easy. Is that correct?
Yeah.
MashaAllah. He is so happy. May Allah keep you happy and grant you even greater happiness. I'm happy to hear that. I have 8 daughters of my own. 2 of them are married. And I promise you, the challenges when it comes to getting them married, all you want to know as a father is, are you going to look after my daughter? I don't want anything else. I want you to respect her. I want to tell you something. I've been married for many years. I stopped counting how many years. But I cannot remember a day when we were swearing, when we were screaming, when we were fighting, when we were disrespectful to one another. I cannot remember a day, because we are respectful people. No way would there be a reason for you to swear. Why? Swear words are not supposed to be in the vocabulary of a Muslim. If you're a Muslim, why should you swear? So if you have not sworn vulgar language, bad language outside, why would you swear to the person whom the Prophet ﷺ says, the best from amongst you is the one who is the best to his wife? And you are swearing to her, you are shouting at her, you are yelling at her, you are screaming at her, for what? What is the reason? And vice versa. Why I say vice versa is, sometimes we have a challenge where the wife begins to shout, and the wife begins to scream and swear. That we don't want as well. So either way, let it be a respectful relationship. And I'm sure there are so many from amongst us who have never had a problem with their spouses. We have never had to yell and scream and shout at each other. We have never had to actually swear at each other. Let's keep it that way, inshallah. Those who are young, those who are hot-blooded, where they get angry very fast, remember, your duty is to look after yourself. Contain yourself, control yourself for the sake of Allah. The best from amongst you, the Prophet ﷺ says, is the one who is best to his wife or the husband and family members to begin with. I ask Allah to make it easy for all of us. I ask Allah to grant us goodness. My brothers and sisters, this is somebody's daughter. This is somebody's son. They are also dear to Allah. They also have hopes and dreams and aspirations. Help them fulfill what they would like to achieve in the short life, for as long as it is not within the disobedience of Allah. Sometimes we promise things as we are getting married. And when we get married, we forget about those promises. That's not a good thing. Sometimes we promise the world and we don't give anything. Or sometimes we deceive prior to marriage. Let the days after marriage be better than those before marriage. So many times as a counselor, I receive queries where people say, you know, everything was so rosy. The day we got married, it changed. I want to tell you and I want to challenge you, let we as Muslims be the opposite. Where perhaps prior to marriage it was okay, it was good. But once we got married, it was the best. It was even better. Don't let shaitan come in the middle. Remember the point I raised earlier when it came to the officiation of this marriage that we witnessed this evening. I said the key to the first door of happiness is your 5 daily prayers. I promise you, I swear by Allah, if you uplift that pillar, there will be no challenge that will be too big to resolve on condition that you are all interested in that prayer. 5 daily prayers. There is no chance that a person calls himself a Muslim, a mu'min, and he doesn't pray. He doesn't pray to Allah. What do you want? You can have lots and lots of wealth, but you are going nowhere. There will not be deep contentment. You will not be happy. Let us change our lives. Let us become better people. You know, to enter Jannah, you need 2 things. Only 2 things. To enter paradise, you need 2 things. You need a relationship with Allah, and you need a good relationship with the creatures of Allah, the rest of the people and all the creatures of Allah. So, taqwallahi wa husnul khuluqi. The Prophet ﷺ was asked, what are the 2 characteristics of the people of Jannah? This was the answer he gave. He said, taqwallahi wa husnul khuluqi. You would like to achieve Jannah, you need the consciousness of Allah. Build your relation with Allah. Fulfill your prayer. Be an upright person. Try your best. Constantly seek the forgiveness of Allah. We are human beings. We make mistakes. We do wrong things sometimes. Quickly come back. You don't know when you're going to die. Quickly ask Allah's forgiveness. He will forgive you. Your Lord is forgiving. He's merciful. He's beneficent. He's the most kind. He's the most generous. He's the most compassionate. He will forgive you. But seek the forgiveness of Allah. Seek it. And Allah will forgive you. So, no matter what you've done in life, you are weak. Allah knows you. He knows. If you repent to Him, He will wipe out your sins. Turn to Allah. Try and fulfill your bond. People ask me, saying, I'm a very sinful person. What should I do? I want to become a better person. The first thing, seek the forgiveness of Allah and start mentioning the name of Allah with your tongue. La ilaha illallah. Repeat that many times in the day. It is powerful. It will help you. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. It will help you. The Prophet ﷺ says, whoever repeats 100 times La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu yuhyi wa yumitu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, Allah will give him an immense reward. Allah will raise his status. Allah will wipe out a lot of his sins and so much more in terms of benefit. How many of us repeat those words in the day? We need to repeat these words, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. That will be our connection with Allah. Thereafter, we will be able to purify regarding our prayer, regarding our other duties unto Allah. And do you know what is a sign of piety? And I will end on this note, inshallah. I will end on this note. There is lovely hot food that is smelling so good that it has forced me to say, I will end on this note. Because as I was planning to go longer, I can just smell the food, the scent coming through. May Allah grant us barakah in our food. It's a happy day. It's a day of joy. That last point I wanted to raise was, you know, my brothers and sisters, when people look pious outwardly, you know, you see someone, they are dressed nicely, they appear very, very pious and so on. How do you really know that that is piety or it is fake? How do you know? Do you know how to tell? Only through their character. That's it. Because they might fulfill salah, they might be giving zakah, they might be in the first saf 5 times a day in the masjid, but they might have a bigger shaitan than those who might not be that particular or regular. May Allah make all of us regular. The way to tell is your character. The more closer or the closer you become to Allah, the softer your character becomes. It's automatic. You speak to people with respect. You give people a little bit of time. You are an honest, upright person. You care for others. You watch your mouth. Starting with your family members. Subhanallah. So if you really want to know someone is pious, you ask the wife, you ask the children, you ask the parents, how is this person? If they give you a good reference, that person is now indeed a pious person. They are close to Allah. How many of us, we think we are close to Allah, but in actual fact, we are very, very far. Because we swear this one, we cheat that one, we deceive this one, we backbite about the others, we gossip about this one, we enjoy spreading rumor about people and destroying their lives, we want to break this one. No, a true mu'min builds people. He gives them hope. He encourages them to do good. When he discourages them from bad, he does it in a beautiful way. He doesn't want to expose others or fix them or see them down. He wants to see everyone feel closer to Allah. That is a true mu'min. May Allah grant us truthfulness. May Allah make us pious people whose piety shows in our character, in our conduct. We are all human beings. Our relationship with one another will help us to go to Jannah, to earn the reward if we have a good relationship. May Allah bless you. Once again, my beloved brother, I ask Allah to bless you, to grant you goodness. Please be conscious of the way you treat your family, your in-laws and so on. And I'm also here speaking to the father of the bride, mashallah. May Allah bless you and your family. And you know, you have both gained, inshallah, in one way or another. We will respect each other and fulfill each other's rights to the best of our ability, with the best tongue possible every day. Just like when you say the remembrance of Allah is an act of worship. It's a very high act of worship. But another act of worship is when you say beautiful words with your mouth to your spouse, to your family members, words of love, words of goodness, words of encouragement. That is also an act of worship. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك ما شاء الله.